You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Ryan Boyer, just 4 years old, admitted to a Florida hospital for pain and swelling in his abdomen. The boy's rushed to surgery, but dies from internal bleeding. Autopsy shows he's had blunt force injuries all over his body. In protective custody, his older brother admits their adopted mom, Patricia St. Izier, beats them both.
Nancy, both children were adopted from Haiti. Brian had been in St. Izier's care for about a year before his beating death. The little boy had scarring on his back, and the medical examiner attributes the boy's death to a deep laceration on his liver. The 16-year-old initially told police they were not abused, but later revealed St. Izier threatened to shoot him if he said anything that would incriminate her.
St. Izier, 36, now charged with murder, aggravated child abuse, and tampering with a witness. Amber Davis, freshly released from jail for stealing a car, is ready to try again. She walks past an unlocked truck and, seeing the keys inside, decides, hey, I'll take it. What Davis doesn't consider is she doesn't know how to drive a stick shift. Within minutes, she loses control of the truck and crashes into a fire hydrant. Davis, 26, put back behind bars with fresh theft charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Texas, as prosecutors there say a man has entered a guilty plea in connection with the 2021 holdup at a Houston restaurant that resulted in the deaths of an off-duty New Orleans police officer and his friend. We turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online for more.
Harris County, Texas District Attorney Kim Ogg says that Frederick Jackson entered into a plea agreement in which he admitted guilt to two murder charges in exchange for a 60-year jail term. 22-year-old Jackson of San Antonio pleaded guilty to the murders of 43-year-old Deron D.J. Ricolfi and 41-year-old Detective Everett Briscoe of the New Orleans Police Department. On August 21, 2021, as Briscoe and Ricolfi were eating outside on a restaurant patio, police say two hooded men walked up, attempted to rob them, and then shot them. Investigators say that the suspects fled but were later apprehended. Briscoe and Ricolfi were members of the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club and were on the trip with other members when they were shot and killed. Jackson entered a guilty plea in a Houston court just as his trial was set to begin. Jackson will not be eligible for parole until he has served at least 30 years in prison. Two additional defendants, 24-year-old Anthony Rayshard Jenkins and 21-year-old Khalil Nelson, are still awaiting trial in connection with the shooting.
Both Jenkins and Nelson remain behind bars. Now to Colorado, as a second teenager has entered a guilty plea in connection with the death of a 20-year-old driver struck in the head by a rock that shattered her windshield in suburban Denver last year. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
As spelled out in a plea agreement with the prosecution, 19-year-old Nicholas Carroll Schick admitted to second-degree murder and committing a crime of violence. It was on April 19, 2023, that Carroll Schick claims to have given a rock to another teen, Joseph Koenig, who threw it at a vehicle driven by Alexis Bartel, killing her. Carroll Schick also pled guilty to attempted first-degree murder for throwing rocks at nine individuals that night alongside Koenig and Zachary Quack, who pleaded guilty last week and earlier this year. Previously, prosecutors claimed they were unsure of which of the three 19-year-olds hurled the rock that killed Bartel, pointing out that her DNA was the only one on it. Therefore, when Koenig, the lone defendant left facing first-degree murder charges in connection with Bartel's killing, goes on trial in July, the prosecution might have to rely on Carroll Schick's testimony. Koenig has pleaded not guilty. With their guilty deals, Quack and Carroll Schick both committed to working with the prosecution. In addition to admitting guilt to first-degree assault in connection with Bartel's death, Quack also entered pleas of attempted second-degree assault in relation to three other cars struck by rocks that night, but did not result in injuries. Carroll Schick acknowledged that all three of the teens threw rocks at passing vehicles that evening, hitting seven of them in all. Additionally, Carroll Schick also stated that he was sitting in the front passenger seat when he passed Koenig a large landscaping rock, which Koenig, who was driving, flung at Bartel's vehicle. Carroll Schick is to be sentenced on September 10th.
Under his plea deal, Carroll Schick could serve between 35 and 72 years behind bars.
Thanks, John. Leshesky Hill, mom of three and grandma to two, is looking forward to her birthday the next day and plans to celebrate the night before with friends. Leshesky stops by mom Georgia's Racine, Wisconsin home to have dinner, excitedly telling her about plans to go out. The morning after Leshesky's birthday plans, mom Georgia Hill makes her annual Facebook post celebrating her daughter's birthday, but Leshesky does not reply. Mom also notices Leshesky didn't post any check-ins or photos from her night out. That's extremely unusual. Leshesky not answering texts or calls. Mom Georgia Hill reports her daughter missing. Police believe Leshesky last seen with a male friend 10 p.m. on Douglas Street in Racine, half a mile from mom's home. Searches of the area with dogs and drones turn up nothing. Leshesky Hill now missing a year. Leshesky Hill, 46, has brown eyes and long brown hair. If you have info on Leshesky Hill, please call Racine, Wisconsin PD 262-635-7756. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.